So I laid there, and I thought, God, maybe she's right. Maybe I'm having a dream. And I turned the TV on. I'm that kind of a guy. I guess I'm all Americans now. We all do the same thing, don't we? We go to the television set to see if the bloody thing is on TV. I mean, the thing just happened. How fast are they going to have it on the air, right? How quick are they going to cut away from the infomercial and, have the guy right there at the screen? Can't happen that fast. The thing was like 30 seconds old. I flipped on the television. There was nothing there. And I said, geez, maybe you're right. She said, oh, you're dreaming. Oh, she goes back to sleep. I said, maybe you're right. Maybe I was dreaming. I thought it was an earthquake. It sure felt like it. So I go back, lay down in bed, and I can hear outside, there's a boat dock out there going, yeah, there's something out there, man. There's something shook that damn dock out there. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Come on, hurry, 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 there's an earthquake, there's an earthquake, there's an earthquake, come on, wake up, it's the car, right, okay, it's me, Princess Diana, Grace Kelly, she's all over the place, man. I woke her up out of the deepest sleep. Well, I said, well, maybe you're right, and I as I'm going back to sleep, I'm hearing that thing going, there's something creaking out there, something moving, there's stuff moving, it shouldn't be moving, and I thought I heard something fall. See, they don't usually wake me up. Even though I'm a light sleeper, generally I sleep like the Sylmar quake. Well, not the Sylmar quake. Now I'm really showing where I'm at. I remember the Sylmar quake. I don't know why it is. February 9, 1971, I ran outside in my underwear. That's all I remember about the bloody Sylmar quake. That was a big one. And I know because I was keeping a journal, and I wanted to be a writer in those days. So I thought it was the second coming of Jack Kerouac, so I would keep journals about my experiences, you know? So I wrote down, there was an earthquake. Okay, that's my entry for that day. And then, another day I'll write, I ate a hamburger today. That was my big journal entry for the day of the earthquake. There was an earthquake. I had my underwear on. Okay, good going there, Phil. You're a real John Steinbeck. So I remember that, and there was one quake we had. I think it was the Laverne or one of those things. I slept right through that thing. I thought they were jackhammering the street outside. There was a rumbling, and I thought, oh, they must be working on a street, pulling up another sidewalk. Who knows what they're doing? These guys are just, they put cones up, they jackhammer something up, they split, and they never go back and fix it. That's just, what they do. But this thing, man, it was rocking and rolling. And as soon as I woke up the next morning, I said, God damn, I'm pretty sure we had a damn earthquake. And I flip on the tube, man, there it is, all over the bloody news. We had an earthquake. And Marie's like, oh, man, we had an earthquake. That's what I was trying to tell you last night. And between you telling me all about Grace Kelly and Princess Diana and Lou Gehrig, and there's three on and nobody out in the bottom of the eighth, and the Yankees are up. Jesus. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. We had an earthquake here in L.A. on Saturday. We had a 7.1. It was out at Hector Mine. And did you hear where people were checking in on the internet from the epicenter? Who lives at Hector Mine? What? Some guy, some miner checked in. Some miner with his laptop on his mule.
Damn, I felt it. I don't know. Holy geez.
Hector Mine? And so that's out near Palm Springs. Anyway, it was a pretty strong one, man. If the epicenter had been anywhere near downtown, it would have been a rock and a roller. That thing would have been big time. David G. Hall, Vice President of Syndication, is going to be on the line with us this hour. What I wanted to do, and I'll explain what I want to do, I'll get David on here in a minute, is talk about earthquakes. And I know that we have a lot of people listening in hurricane country, too. Earthquakes and hurricanes, they're two sides of the same coin, that natural disaster coin, okay? And then there's also tornadoes. But the big ones that we always seem to hear about in terms of the amount of damage that they do would be the earthquakes and the hurricanes, and tornadoes are sort of in there too. I guess tornadoes and hurricanes I lump together in the same category. They're wind. That's a wind-driven, rain-driven kind of a thing. And an earthquake is just right there, man. It happens. Before you know it, you've got your... your earthquake there. David, I know that you wanted to, you're doing some show monitoring tonight.
Bill, what we're doing, just so your listeners know, we're doing our annual show monitoring. I'm going to be on the line here taking notes on what it is you're going to be talking about. I want you to, and we've been doing this on a variety of the shows, so I don't want you to think that you're being singled out, but I want you to go ahead with whatever it is that you're going to be talking about tonight. Now, I heard you kick off with earthquakes or something like that.
I wanted to, because we had the earthquake here Saturday morning, discuss a little bit of the comparisons, you know?
All right, I'm gonna sit here and take notes on this, okay? If you can leave the line open. And what we are also going to do, and I'd like your listeners to know, we've got a computer interface with our telephone line this evening. So the computer is also going to be tracking what you're talking about. And
what, but before I get into any of the rest of the stuff, the annual show monitoring is what?
Well, we monitor the different shows to see what it is the hosts are talking about and to ascertain and to evaluate the show material. So I take it... You're talking about earthquakes.
I wanted to talk about earthquakes and hurricanes, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
What?
Never mind. Just go ahead and do what you're going to do.
Okay, so you'll be on the line there?
I'm going to be here monitoring what you're talking about, yeah. Just go ahead and churn phone calls or whatever it is you're doing.
All right, well, as I said, we are going to discuss here this hour earthquakes and hurricanes.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry?
Just keep talking.
Earthquakes and hurricanes. We have a lot of people. Are you going to be, the line's open?
Phil, what I want you to do is continue with the program.
Talking about, we had an earthquake here in Los Angeles, and...
Jesus Christ.
We had an earthquake here, and I know that people are listening to me tonight who have been through earthquakes, and there are people who have been through hurricanes, and there are people who have been through both.
God almighty.
I can hear what you're saying.
I can understand that. Just pretend like I'm not here, all right? Just pretend like I'm not here.
I can hear what you're saying, though.
Just pretend like I'm not here, though, all right? Phil, I'm just taking notes. If the line's open, don't let it distract you. You know, you're a professional. Don't let it distract you.
We, hurricanes are interesting. Hurricanes are interesting in that you have a lot of advance warning. You have days, if not weeks. You have days, if not weeks, of advance warning. The earthquake, of course, is, as I said, the other side of that coin. It is a...
God damn it.
This is distracting me.
Please just go on with what you're talking about.
I know, but it doesn't sound like you like what I'm talking about.
Phil, this is not about whether I like it or whether I don't like it. I'd like you to continue with what it is that you're talking about tonight. We're just doing our show monitoring. That's all, okay? All right.
Yes, fine. Hurricanes and earthquakes, as I said, the worst part of a hurricane, I would think, is the fear of knowing that it's on its way. And I lived in Florida for a period of time.
Jesus Christ.
I lived in Florida for a period of time, and I was there when there were some hurricane.
God damn it.
Where there were some hurricane warnings and watches going on. So I know that there was the anticipation. So that's kind of the fear that you live through.
Jeez. Go ahead. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. That's the fear that you live through. Earthquake, on the other hand, is different. It's one that hits right away.
Whew, man. Phil, you got to keep talking.
I am, and I have to tell you that what I'm hearing, I'm overhearing.
Phil, please. It's not a comment on your show. I'm taking notes as to the show content, okay? We're going to do the computer interface a little bit later on, all right? I want you to be professional and continue to talk, all right? Because every time you pause, all right, the audience is wondering what's going on. So please.
You want me to just keep going?
Keep going. I got to keep the line open because I have to do some monitoring. I also need to talk to Mike in the other studio.
And I thought what we could do tonight is get people to call in. Those who have lived through hurricanes and those who have lived through earthquakes, and compare, this sounds kind of ridiculous, but compare the level, well, not ridiculous, but it sounds sort of, I don't know. To compare the fear that one feels when that earthquake hits immediately as opposed to the fear that one might feel when that hurricane immediately hits. Now, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-
Jesus.
1-800-449-8686. An earthquake because we have a distinctive earthquake and hurricane audience, and you can compare that. I want to we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about that. And what you, those of you who've lived through a hurricane, like I said, I've been through tropical storms.
Oh, Christ.
I've been through tropical storms, and I've been through earthquakes. Never really been through a full-bore hurricane. But the earthquake, like, when it hits, you know, it just hits, man. You are up, you're out of the you're out of the house. And
God damn, listen to this guy.
You're out of the house. You're out of the house.
Christ almighty.
You're out of the house.
What is wrong with you?
I can hear everything that you're saying, okay? I can hear all the comments that you're making.
Phil, I'm asking you, please, to be as professional as you can, to continue with your topic.
Well, I take it that you don't like the topic.
I'm not making any comment either way. We're going to see how the computer reads it out. I'm taking notes.
Yeah, but I can hear you going, oh, Jesus, oh, this.
Just don't worry about me. I have to keep, if I didn't have to keep the line open, I wouldn't. I got to keep the line open.
Well, I can hear what you're saying, all right?
And I'm asking you not to worry about that and not to focus on that, to be a professional. Go ahead, do your topic, or you're coming up on a break, okay? I don't think you've established it very well.
Okay, so there is a level of fear. A tornado is probably, the same. It comes out of nowhere.
Listen to this.
The tornado is probably the same. It comes out of nowhere. And it just strikes without warning. So, what we can do here tonight is get those of you who have survived hurricanes, those of you who have survived earthquakes, and do a comparison. Again, our number.
Oh, man, unbelievable.
Our number is 1-800. Is there any way you can turn him down? 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 to talk about the hurricanes.
Talking about hurricanes.
To talk about the hurricanes and the earthquakes. It's the Phil Hendry Show here at 1-800-449-8686.
God almighty.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Let's continue now with our topic, earthquakes versus hurricanes, and what might be, more of a fear factor.
What might be more of a fear factor is what he's talking about.
David, I can hear everything.
Phil, all we're doing here is monitoring show content. Would you like me to be a part of the show? I don't want to be part of your show.
Yeah, but as you monitor the content of the show, I can hear you making comments about it, okay?
That's fine. If you could go and do your job as a professional, then, you wouldn't be distracted by it. I want you to tune it out, okay? Just tune it out.
All right. Comments about earthquakes and hurricanes.
Earthquakes and hurricanes.
Yes, sir.
All right. What do you want to say about that?
What's the difference in terms of the fear factor of the different of the two things?
What's the difference in the fear factor? That sounds great.
Do you find fault with that?
Why are you talking to me?
Why are you talking to me?
I am in the background doing show monitoring. That's all I'm doing.
But I can hear you.
I'm not talking to you.
But I can hear your comments.
Because you're not focusing as a professional. Focus, Phil. That's all I'm asking you to do.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686.
I'm giving the phone numbers now.
That's right. Don't you want...
I said please focus.
1-800-449-8686, Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale.
Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I think you're doing a very good job.
A great job, she thinks she's doing.
And I
thank you very much.
The program director should put himself on mute.
The program director should put himself on mute.
Because he is more than annoying.
Is there a way
stupid.
We can mute the thing down
I
or something?
I can't even believe he's a director.
I can't believe he's a director.
But anyway,
what is this?
I have...
Is this a phone call that he's taken now?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well,
he's taking a phone call from abroad in Fort Lauderdale.
Dude, you had a comment, ma'am?
Well, my comment is
she's not
that
saying anything. She's what her problem
being
is.
Through several hurricanes,
man,
in South Florida.
Yes, ma'am. That's exactly hurricane country down there.
That's hurricane country down there.
Boy.
What was that about?
I'm trying to talk to the listener.
Then talk to her.
Well, it's very difficult when the director continually interrupts the host as well as the caller.
The caller is not very focused. I don't know why he's keeping her on the line as long.
Well, ma'am, so what was your...
The director is ruining your show.
What was your comment? Let's forget about him. And your comment, you've lived through what hurricane? Did you live through Andrew down there?
Did you live through Andrew?
I moved down here through David.
Talking about Andrew.
Uh-huh.
And I've lived through Andrew and fortunately escaped it. But, yeah, there is quite a fear factor, and all we really can do is prepare yourself.
Yeah, have you ever lived through an earthquake?
Oh, yeah, she's lived through an earthquake. She lives in Miami.
Have you ever lived through an earthquake?
No, I haven't.
Believe this guy trying to get material out of people and haven't got any? Hello, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, okay?
Well, what are you people doing?
I'm talking to the listener.
Well, then talk to her.
Okay, ma'am, thank you for your comment.
Wasted phone call that was.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Pembroke Pines on a Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Hi.
We're getting a lot of disturbance from that stupid guy. I don't know who's that director. You know,
that's
why don't you get him out from there?
Like
because, you know, I listen to your program. It's very good.
Sounds like a
and
Jew.
You're doing
something.
A very good job. And just tell him to shut it up. That's all.
He's got a Jew on the phone now.
All right. Did you have a comment about the hurricanes and what do you call it?
Know what the hell he's talking about now.
Yes,
there are earthquakes. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Just tell him to shut up because, you know, I listen to your radio every day.
Kind of Iraqi or something. I don't know what he is. He's Iranian.
And
I've
been living in Florida since 1986.
He's on a bad car phone.
And I've been through Andrew, you know,
yes,
and all those things.
Lousy car phone.
And tell him to get it off from there and just listen to what you're saying. And you're saying whatever you're saying.
Right. The guy's got a really thick accent.
That's
we can't understand.
You know, making the radio, you know.
Yes, sir. Were you ever in an earthquake?
He's getting back to this earthquake thing. I don't know what.
No.
Uh-huh.
I've never been to the earthquake, but
I said I've never been to an earthquake.
Yes, you've been through Andrew, and you've been through...
Right.
What about...
Recently, we went to, you know, Hurricane Irene also.
Yeah, okay.
So, just tell him to get up,
this
and
really
you're doing a good job.
Thank you, sir.
Let you do it. That's all.
Okay, keeps a guy on with a crappy car phone.
Thank you very much, sir, for your call.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. This is Encinitas on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, Phil.
How are you, sir? Good.
Good to talk to you. I enjoy the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
And, yeah, I just wanted to comment. I just moved out here to Encinitas. Originally, I'm from, South Texas Gulf Coast area, between Corpus Christi and Potter Island. Been through many a hurricane, and I experienced my first earthquake this weekend. Friday, 2:48, I was sitting here. I had just gone through listening to the Tim and Neil show and had been really enjoying it. I was about ready to go to sleep.
He's either from Texas or a
Florida. All of a sudden, everything starts moving around.
Yeah, that's what it does. So what scared you more, a hurricane or an earthquake? What scared you more, a hurricane or... All right, see you later. Here's Charlotte on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hey.
Good job getting rid of that asshole.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Turn your radio down.
Radio is up in the background, so that's Schaefer's fault.
Yes, sir. Are you there?
Yes, hello.
Could you turn your radio down, please?
Yes.
This is a Charlotte call. These people don't... I don't know.
Yes, sir.
Hey, are you there?
I'm right here, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got a comment on your director there.
Whether or not they know how to turn a radio down there.
What about the hurricane and earthquake thing?
I'm not calling about that. I'm calling about that guy in the background.
He's
totally ruining your show, and he's telling you to act professional, man.
But
he's not acting professional.
He's talking about something I don't understand.
Yeah, they're monitoring the show right now for content. It's a show monitoring that they do once a year.
Right, but there's a difference between criticism and helping somebody and just being a prick, you know?
And you said the word prick on the air.
Yeah, well, you know, you can bleep that out if you want to, but you got to know what I think about you, man. I think you need to go back and go to a little bit of air.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
No, you're supposed to be talking to the host.
No,
you got to talk to the
host and everybody else. So I'm going to talk to you for a little while.
No, you can't talk to me.
Everybody else is
No, you can't talk. Phil, get your show under control.
Sir, what? So you didn't want to talk about the hurricanes and earthquakes?
No, I just wanted to tell you that guy's totally screwing up your show, man. He needs to keep his mouth quiet. He needs to write down his things and tell you afterwards, not screw up your...
Well, thank you very much.
All right, that guy used an F word. Henry is on thin ice. And we've had complaints from the affiliates, too.
David.
Are you talking to me?
David.
Are you talking to me?
I'm trying to say that if an F word got out, it wasn't my fault.
No, we've had complaints from the affiliates. Why are you talking to me when you're supposed to be taking calls? I thought you were talking about earthquakes and hurricanes.
We are.
All right. I've heard two people talk about it, and everybody else wants to talk about me.
Well, they can hear you making comments.
Focus them down to what it is you want to talk about, okay?
1-800-449-8686.
Bonjour et merci de voler des lins aériens de Phil Hendry. Nous contrôlerons d'une altitude de 30 000 pieds. D'ailleurs, Jerry Lewis. Ce soir, le vol comportera poudre.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, the Phil Hendry Show, talking with listeners about not only the earthquake we had here in L.A. early on Saturday morning, but the differences between earthquakes and hurricanes.
Here we go. We're back with this stuff again.
And I have to let them know that you're on the air.
What?
I have to let them. David Hall, our program director, is on the line here.
Well, why are you letting them know that?
So that they know why they're hearing somebody making comments in the background, okay?
Well, as I mentioned at the top of the program, I am on the line to do our annual show monitoring. We are taking notes on the and transcribing what it is the hosts are talking about, okay? Now, I'll tell you something. We've got an interface, Phil, with the computer that has been transcribing everything that you've been saying. And we have a switch. Actually, a switch. It's a program that kicks in when you're talking about something that's a tune-out or talking about something that the listeners aren't interested in.
Now, who determines that?
The computer determines that for the program. If you talk about something, we haven't thrown a program on yet. But if you talk about something that is a tune-out or boring, you're going to hear this sound. And it is an interface with a telephone. And I'll have Mike Schaefer go ahead and enter the program now. All right, there it is.
That's an interface with a phone.
Right.
Now, what is that supposed to do?
When you hear that sound, it means you're talking about something that's a tune-out or that is boring to the listeners, okay? Now, we are going to go ahead and kick the program in now, Mike. And you'll hear that, Phil, and I think that's going to give you a much, much better idea what it is I'm talking about, okay?
I take it you don't like what we're talking about this day. What was that?
All right, the program just kicked in. So in other words,
the thing was it says that what I'm talking about now is a... So what I'm talking about now is a tune-out.
That is correct, yeah. Okay, so I'm just letting you know, all right?
That's an interface?
It's a computer interface.
Why is it that I have to sit here... So what does that mean?
That obviously means the computer determines that what you're talking about, nobody gives a crap about. So start talking about, what is it, hurricanes or whatever the thing is?
Hurricanes and tornado, I mean... So what does that mean? That the whole topic sucks? What does that mean?
Will you just go ahead and do what you're doing? The computer is interfacing with the transcription, and it is determining now what it is you're talking about, whether it's a tune-out or not, okay? And I'm sorry, Phil, if your whole half hour is full of beeps, but that's what this is about.
All right, should I go to a... I don't know if I should go to... Why did it do that?
Everything you're saying now is tune-out central. Should I, would I, may I be direct and be confident with your material? Go ahead.
All right, let's go to Wichita now. On the why is it saying that?
I don't know. Something about Wichita kicked it in.
Wichita's right here.
Wichita, hi. You're on the air.
Hi. I lived through Hurricane Alicia in 1981 down in Houston. And now I was in Houston.
Yes, ma'am.
And now I live in Kansas, and I've experienced tornadoes.
Okay. Have you been through an earthquake?
No, I haven't been through an earthquake.
What is the, what's with the...
would have to be worse.
Everything you people are talking about right now, the
computer's kicking it out. Oh, nobody's talking to you.
Well, the computer's kicking out what you people are talking
blah,
about.
Blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah, great.
Blah.
So you went through a hurricane.
Yes, I did.
And what was that like?
It was freaky. It was really freaky. But you knew it was coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like the tornadoes up here, they just come out of nowhere. Okay.
That yeah. Have you, really and you but you've not been through an earthquake, huh?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. What's the point of talking about this?
Just go on with it, okay? Just go on with it.
Well, if the computer does... See, the computer doesn't even like me saying anything, okay?
Well, the fact is, you asked the lady, had she been through an earthquake, she said no. Who gives a crap? That's what I'm trying to tell you.
All right, so thank you very much. You moved up there from Texas, so... But now you're living in tornado country, and I would have...
And it's devastating. I've lived through several... tornadoes up here, and it's really devastating. The damage it does. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's an asshole.
What did you call me?
She called you an asshole, okay?
I'm sorry.
Big time tune out.
Yeah. Thanks for your call. You're listening to the Phil Hendry Show here. What is that, boring because I'm saying my name?
Just get to it, okay? Get to the call. I can't tell you what it is that the computer is inputting and what the program is picking up on. But obviously all of this talk is no good.
Well, what do you suggest?
Why don't you turn it a little bit, okay? Turn it into, have you seen anybody die in an earthquake? Have you seen anyone die in a hurricane? Have you seen anything happen that was devastating? Something like that.
All right. Have any of you guys ever... Well, why is it doing that?
Because the way you're doing it's boring, okay? You got to do it in a way that's going to get people to stay listening.
Have any of you guys ever been in a hurricane where some... Why did it do that?
Just say, did anybody die in a hurricane? Get the word death out. Okay, according to the computer so far, Phil, what you're doing really blows. And I'm just trying to help you pick this hour up so that it turns into something that the computer will accept.
That the computer will accept...
Any extemporaneous chit-chats.
All right. Miami on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes. Hello, Phil.
Yes, sir. Hi.
Yeah, this is Bob down in Miami. David, if you got any sense at all or you have any time in radio at all, you ought to know the word monitor simply means that all you do is listen or
that's
pay
all I'm
attention
doing.
To something.
That's
you don't sit
I'm
there
doing.
And talk over top of it.
That's all I'm doing.
You're getting ready to start losing market share. And if you don't stop it, people are going to tune out. But, Phil, I have been through hurricanes.
All I'm doing is all
up the computer
is doing that.
Tornadoes, but not earthquakes.
You've been through hurricanes and tornadoes?
Yes, I have since about 1960.
Okay, so what we're talking about with this guy is boring, huh?
Ask the guy if you see anybody die.
Have you seen anybody die?
Not in a hurricane. But,
okay.
Other places, yes, but that's not the topic that you're talking about tonight.
Well, it's what we started out with, talking the other stuff, and apparently the computer, as it's doing right now, is telling me that what we're...
Well, obviously,
keep
the computer
talking.
Program is not set up properly. He doesn't even know computers.
Well,
and I know
by...
he doesn't know how to monitor.
Wait a second. What do you mean by market share?
Monitor. You don't know how to monitor, David.
Yes, I do, sir. I've been listening to the whole thing. Everybody wants to talk.
No,
about
no, you haven't. When you monitor,
well,
and believe
talking?
Me, I know this because it's my profession. You listen and you observe. You don't sit there and interrupt.
Why is the computer triggering?
Because what this guy's saying is a tune out.
It's interesting to me.
Well, it's interesting to you, and it's interesting to him. Nobody gives a crap.
No, I'm sorry. I've got about 14 years in the communications field there, David. But you obviously don't know what you're doing, and I think all you're doing is trying to piss off Phil, and I think you're doing a good job of it.
Well, it's irritating to me. It's irritating. I'm going to keep talking whether the computer doesn't like it or not, okay? It's irritating to me because I'm trying to get a show started here tonight, and this computer is distracting, okay?
What the computer is basically telling you is you're on the wrong track tonight, my friend. And you better pull it back, okay? Talking to this guy. What are you, a cop?
Hey, I'll tell you, David.
What are you, a cop?
David.
What are you, a cop?
Yeah, David the prick. Yeah, I want to talk to you a second.
Hey.
Why don't you host the show?
Are you a cop?
Hey, wait a minute. Just give me a chance here, okay?
No, I just want to ask
you a question.
Why don't
you?
Are you a cop? Are you a cop?
No, I'm not a cop.
Now, what's all that static in the background?
Radios.
From what?
Other radios. I monitor things.
You monitor things.
Yes, I do.
What do you monitor things for?
The computer's not kicking this out. It's your job to do what?
See, whenever he wants to talk or anything like that,
yeah,
it doesn't do it. I can't actually get into what I monitor.
Why not?
And because I can't.
Why not?
That's not the topic of the show.
Well, I'm banking at the topic of the show. What are you listening to?
I'm just listening to a couple more radios.
Yeah, no, what for?
Yeah, that's my job.
Yeah, you already said that. Why are you listening to the radios?
I do security work, mindful that's one of my jobs.
Mindful that I don't believe anything you're saying, but I'm interested. So you're doing security work?
I do security work as one of my jobs, and I do that part-time.
So I know what he is. He's a rent-a-cop. Okay.
Oh,
okay,
yeah, you can use that.
Yeah, you're
going to
use that if you want. Well, make sure nobody's breaking into the toy section, okay?
Oh, that's no problem. Toy section is all secure.
There you go. That a point.
All right, sir. Well, it was good talking to you.
What's the tune-out, Phil?
Every time I say it's good talking to the guy, it's a tune-out, huh?
That's exactly right.
Anyway, it was nice talking to you, sir. 1-800-449-8686.
Now, that was good, trying to figure out what that guy was doing, okay? The problem is, I had it figured out 3 minutes ago.
That he was a rent-a-cop.
He's a rent-a-cop. He's some rubber bullet cop down there trying to feel good about himself, okay? Now, go ahead. Keep going with your crappy topic.
I don't feel like going with the crappy topic. So every word out of my mouth, the computer thinks is a...
Every word out of your mouth, the computer thinks is a tune-out, yeah.
Why?
Because obviously you don't know how to build a talk show topic. Now get this tornado or hurricane or earthquake thing going, okay?
All right,
give the phone numbers.
1-800-449-86... What's wrong with that?
You're not doing it good. I guess the computer...
The computer doesn't like the way I'm doing a phone. 1-800-4...
Try it a different way.
1-800-44... 1-800-449...
Try it another way.
1-800... 1-800-5... 1-800... I don't know how to do it, okay? I don't know how to do it.
Keep trying. Say your name.
Phil Hendry. So Phil Hendry is a tune... Phil Hendry's a tune-out. A tune-out, right?
Yeah. Try it some other way. I don't know.
Hi, I'm Phil Hendry.
Nah, that Negro thing doesn't work.
Hi, I'm Phil Hendry.
Too faggy.
Will you come on? Will you come on, all right? Turn the computer off, will you?
That's good. Keep going with that.
Well, yeah, keep going with that, because there's a little bit of emotion, I guess.
That's what we're looking for. Come on.
Well, so turn the computer off, will you? Now, why didn't it do that?
Because it doesn't like being talked to like that. What you're going to have to...
Oh, it doesn't like being talked to that way. Okay. Hey, computer, you suck.
It's a tune out. Don't talk to the computer.
You know what? I'm hanging up on you, okay?
If you do, Phil, the show monitoring's going to have to go tomorrow night, all right? I'm sorry. I don't mean to treat you this way. Just try doing it a different way. The hurricane thing's pretty good. It's actually very interesting. But you're going to have to bring something out. Death. People dying. Injuries. Things like that. I told you about that, girl. Boring.
Okay. The earthquake did... The Northridge earthquake killed people.
Okay, keep going.
And Hurricane Andrew killed people.
Beautiful. Keep going.
I think...
Try it again.
I think... I'm hanging up, man. I'm sorry.
What's the matter with you?
I'm hanging up, okay?
We're just monitoring the show.
I'm hanging up, all right? If it doesn't like what I'm saying, there it goes. If it doesn't like what I'm saying, it doesn't like what I'm saying, all right? Thank you. Good night. It's the Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Show here, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, and we had been talking here with our vice president in charge of syndication, David Hall about show monitoring. Now, I thought because we'd had an earthquake. I guess that's what I'm looking for here on Saturday here in Los Angeles, that we could compare, hurricanes to earthquakes or whatever. And I thought perhaps that would be a interesting topic. What we had is a falling into a show monitoring. We fell into a show monitoring. If that's him, I don't want to pick it up, okay? We fell into a show. Yes, sir. No, sir. No, I...
Don't ever hang the phone up on me again.
Because it was distracting to the...
Don't ever hang the phone up on me when I'm doing show monitoring.
It's very distracting, okay?
You're allowing it to distract you, Phil. That's why it's distracting. You're allowing it. And you're letting your listeners get distracted, too.
How can I let them get distracted?
Because they take their cue from you. If you're not distracted by it, they won't be. If you are, they will be. It's as simple as that. And if you keep talking about it, they're going to keep talking about it, too. So get back to your topic of whatever the hell it is that you're talking about.
Talking about hurricanes. Oh, God, that computer.
There you go. You're getting distracted again, okay?
Well, it's coming in over the line, man. I can hear it, all right?
Well, you try to get it a little bit more interesting, and it won't be distracting you.
We're talking about hurricanes and computers. We're talking about hurricanes.
Jesus, are you blowing it?
We're talking about hurricanes and tornadoes. It's the Phil Henry Show here. It's Kennesaw on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Kennesaw. Yes, hello. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Fine, ma'am. Why did it do that?
That's boring, doing all that stuff.
Doing what?
Hello,
can I just get back to the point? I mean, David, I was listening the other day when you were saying his show sucked, and I'll just keep on talking. I've been driving all night, and this doesn't affect me in the least. I don't know. It seems like your superior would put an end to all this because you're doing
really
nothing, and it's you, not Phil, that's harming the station.
No, ma'am. I'm monitoring the content of the show.
That is a crock.
Why is that a crock?
It's a bit. You and I know. I mean, everyone
what,
knows.
Can't you disable that computer?
Whatever is crazy.
What is crazy?
Well,
I'm here.
I'm
charged. All I have to do is monitor the show content, okay?
That's wrong. A crock. Everybody listening knows
no,
it is.
I know that what Phil is doing,
to get him to leave the station? I mean, what is your point? What is your purpose of
the point is this. The point is this, is to try to get Phil focused down so that his topic is interesting and stimulating to the listeners, and you can tell the computer is kicking it out. The computer is not interested in what you got to say or what Phil has to say.
What type of computer is this? What kind of program is this?
We have a fiber optic interface. The computer is interfacing with the telephone, okay? It transcribes what is being said on the air, and then it resonates with a program that we have in the computer to find out whether it's interesting or not.
So are you the programmer?
How come the computer fires every time somebody says something? Except for you.
Because I'm interesting. You people are not.
Well, after hours of driving, I wanted to hear some good conversation, and it would have been great if you hadn't been on the air the whole time.
And I got to tell you something. The computer's kicking out your southern accent.
What are you talking about?
What does that have to do with anything?
It can't handle your southern accent.
So how can I continue doing this hour?
Why don't you focus? The listener was going to talk about tornadoes and hurricanes, weren't you, ma'am?
No, I wasn't. I called to complain about you.
Well, that's boring.
You're absolutely right. The station would be so much better without you.
This would be a lot better if you disabled the computer, David.
You want me to disable it?
Just turn the program off, and you can continue to manually monitor, all right?
You want me to do that? It's going to take a lot of man hours.
Go ahead. Just turn it off, man, and transcribe it, all right? It's because it's coming in over the line.
All right. We eliminated the program.
Okay, ma'am.
Okay, now how can we eliminate David?
Oh, Jesus. Here she goes.
I mean, it seems like every time I listen to Phil, you're in the background dogging him and dogging all the callers. And, you know, I can't believe that someone above you hasn't already put an end to this because this is, it's unbelievable.
She's not talking to the host. She's talking to me.
Pardon me?
He wasn't talking to you, I guess.
He's losing control of his show.
It's going to be fine, and everything's going to be great.
Jesus, what an idiot.
Okay, thank you for calling.
All right. right. Have a good one.
Bye-bye. Here's Atlanta on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Phil, I just wanted to tell you that down here in Atlanta, we have the same computer that David is using, but ours doesn't resonate like his with the fiber optic link. Ours is done with the index of our finger on the telephone keypad.
What are you talking about?
It's the dial tone. It's the DTMF tones on the telephone that he's pushing with his index finger.
It's the computer.
Although I'm not sure he's using his index finger.
It's a computer,
he may be using a different finger. And this really should be called
449-8686. Are you using your finger?
No, I'm not using my finger.
Sounds like you're hitting the buttons on a phone.
Not a chance.
Glendale, you're on a Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Glendale, hello.
Hello, how are you, David?
Very good. It's Phil.
I know, Phil, but, you know, I wanted to address David. You're being really distracting. And, Phil, you're doing a wonderful job. Don't worry about it. Wherever you go, your listeners will follow you. Don't let him bother you. He's just trying to upset you. And, you know,
I'm trying to make him better, ma'am. I'm trying to make him better. Don't you understand?
What?
I'm the only one that cares about him. You people that call up and suck his rear end, you're not going to make him better by giving him compliments all the time.
I'm trying to make him better. You know what, David? No one cares what you think, and our listeners care about him. If they didn't like what he said, they wouldn't call and listen to him. They wouldn't listen to his show, and your ratings would go down.
All right, I'm turning the computer on. There you go. The computer's back on. Go ahead. Okay,
that's fine.
You did it.
Phil, you're doing wonderful. I've lived through all earthquakes, tornadoes, and hurricanes, and a lot of the theories are the same. I think earthquakes...